Welcome to a late night episode of Self Talk with Anisha. I generally upload and record my podcast in the morning hours, but since today I got a little occupied with other things and I had to complete my 7-day podcast challenge, so here I am recording it now and I'll be uploading it as soon as I finish. How do you do this? You have to take 100% responsibility for your life, for your actions, for your jobs. So that's exactly what I'm talking about today. How do you take 100% action for yourself? How do you feel responsible when you don't let a day to die without doing anything constructive or productive or something that you're committed to do? You take 100% responsibility of your life. What do you do when you can't find out the reasons why you're not responsible? Identify your causes. Find out what's wrong. Find out what wrong are you doing, or what is that one thing that is missing in your life which is making you feel irresponsible. Why can't you do it? Find out the causes. Why aren't you being able to do it? Jot it down. Read it aloud. And your brain will tell you itself what were the causes and what were the reasons behind it. I could not complete this challenge in the morning hours today because I had to go somewhere which was urgent and I could not miss it. But that does not mean that I am not committed to this job or not committed to this challenge. I had to do it. So be it 11 a.m. or 11 p.m., I'm doing it. So this is how you take responsibility for your actions. Secondly, what you can do is measure your success rate. If you know where you're going wrong and how many times have you succeeded in the past when you've taken an action or taking responsibility for your actions, you will instantly realize that the success rate is not high if you've given up without even trying. So you can't let go of an opportunity just like that because you are tired, because you are busy, or because you are unwell. If you want to do something, you can easily do it. The only thing required is to tell yourself that you have to do it anyhow. That strength, that energy, that motivation will come on its own once you've decided that you're gonna do it, no matter what. But what do we do exactly? We only try and blame others, or blame our excuses or our circumstances or our desires or our needs at the moment, and we try and let off things. That's not how you do it, guys. That's not what you do. You can't put blame on your circumstances, on your spouses, on your parents, on your friends, on yourself, and how you're reacting to such situations. No, that's not the answer. The answer lies within. If there is somebody who has to do something, who's committed to do something in a particular day, no matter what AM or PM is going around, if you have to do it, you have to do it. You have to take responsibility, guys. No matter how old you are, if you're 14 or if you're 40. But if you're determined and you're dedicated that you have to take an action, you will have to take an action to prove yourself, to prove your worth, and to prove the worth of your words. Guys, please take charge of your emotions. That is one thing where we all come down and fail. You let your emotions guide you so badly that they become a tool of your excuse. And those excuses are the ones which ruin your life, which stops you from doing anything productive or constructive that you had planned for a day. And then you think you have another day to live and another day to do all those things. But life will give you more challenges and opportunities the next day, which you will not be able to take if you don't do and if you don't complete the work given on the first day. So please take charge, guys. Feel responsible and matured enough to bear the consequences. You know how consequences can be. We have all faced it, be it good or bad. So if you take 100% responsibility for your daily actions, there is nothing at all that can go wrong in your life. Feel responsible, be responsible, and deal responsibly. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll get back to you tomorrow as well.